there are probably more concerns than I could list in our conversation, but you know, one of the primary things that we started talking about, my staff and my team, we kind of sort of gathered up and how do we respond to this? And one of the big things that came up right away was Butte Creek Canyon and Butte Creek and the salmon that spawn in Butte Creek. The last healthy run of spring run Chinook salmon is in Butte Creek, and preserving that run of salmon is something that we really want to make sure we have as much possibility to help that population. When the rains come this week, all of that debris, the ash and everything is going to start flowing down, and you got to consider all of the things that have burned. I mean, you have insulation in homes. A Paradise community is an older community, so there asbestos is still a big part of the buildings that are up there. The list goes on and on for all of the different contaminants. I mean, think about what's in your garage and how unfortunate that could be if it was suddenly burned. So there's a lot of toxins in that. And so as the rain pushes all of the water down slope, it's going to drain, as is our natural watershed system, into our creeks. So the Feather River and Butte Creek and all of the other tributaries and waterways that are around this fire are going to be impacted. So I'm so glad to have Friends of Butte Creek out there putting all this work into being able to get access and organizing the materials that are going to be needed and the volunteers. And so we're going to be going out, it looks like tomorrow and maybe Wednesday is the last update that I got, and putting down these large tubes of straw that are going to be used to catch debris as it comes down the stream, and hopefully keep that sediment and material from entering the waterways, because of the salmon that are in the creeks are very young at this time, and it's a really critical exposure time that can cause mutations and have some negative impacts on those populations.
What is it exactly that would kill, because it could kill these fish, is it that they'd be smothered? What would actually happen?
Well, there definitely are some issues around oxygen content. It can reduce the available oxygen, causing algal blooms, things like that, from the phosphorus and nitrogen and potassium and things like that that are going to be in that material. Wood ash is very alkaline. It can raise the pH of the water, making it so that it's just not suitable for them to survive. They'll have less light if they're in a really sooty, turbid water. You know, I mean, fish like cold, clean, clear water. Cold water holds more oxygen. You know, they want to be able to see the food that they're foraging for. So it's really the sediment that is the big issue. And there's a variety of things that are unfortunate in the sediment, but having extra sediment flowing into the waterways has huge impacts on the aquatic populations there. So we're just trying to support what Friends of Butte Creek is doing and get out there. It's going to be many phases worth of a project and an effort to try to restabilize the waterways and the watersheds, but we're going to be in it for the long haul and trying to get as many bodies out there the next couple of days before this first rain.
What would be some of the long-term effects if some of that silt gets in there and does kill some of these juvenile salmon?
I mean, any loss of these individuals is unfortunate because of their protected species. They're dwindling in numbers, and so any loss is, you know, ideally you want to avoid that, right? But if this population of salmon is compromised and is not successful this generation, there still are salmon that spawn in Butte Creek that are out in the oceans now because of their anadromous. So the salmon, when they hatch here in Butte Creek, they swim down and out through the Sacramento River, out through the Delta and into the ocean. They spend some time out there, a couple of years, and then they come back. And so there are still individuals of salmon that spawn, this is their native spawning grounds, that will come back, that are out there now. But ideally you want to have as strong a population as possible every single year and be building on that. And so this is just one of those things that we're hoping we can help make sure that these young individuals have the best chance as possible to get to the ocean.
Are there any concerns for groundwater at all? I know a lot of people are on groundwater. Is that something that people should be concerned about?
What I would say is so the city of Chico is completely on groundwater, but most of us get their water from Cal Water. And Cal Water tests and treats the water so that what is coming out of your tap is of a quality that is drinkable and safe. So they will be continuing to monitor the quality of the groundwater. But yeah, I mean, there are, I wouldn't sound the alarms necessarily, but there is a connection directly from our surface water to our groundwater. The way that water flows, you know, it's percolating down slowly into our aquifers, and there is a risk that some of the toxins that are in this material are going to percolate down into our groundwater aquifers. And that's something that I know there are lots of agencies that are going to watch. And if individuals with wells are concerned, they can do their own water testing. Butte County Public Health will you can go in, you get a little vial, and they give you a procedure, and you come home and get a water sample, and you can bring it back to them. And they'll tell you whether or not your water is safe and what to do if it's not.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I mean, you know, at BEC, we are just trying to find ways that we can lend our support to help continue to make sure that our community has the best land, air, and water that we can manage. Obviously, air has been a little bit tough this last week or two. We have some N95 masks that we're handing out at the office for free while supplies last. We've been trying to help with some of the trash that's accumulating in the evacuee shelters. We're offering to haul from the shelters. We're going to be taking trash loads out so that we can also help with some waste diversion, get some of the recyclables sorted out, and try to get as little out to the landfill as possible.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.